Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Halloween costumes all around the office today. Someone came dressed as Donnie Football. Who was that, Donnie?
Joey Bova, one of our video guys with Ben Tenuta.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
Our big boss.
Yeah, Ben dressed as Spac, and someone else dressed as Craig Riley, and someone else dressed as Shenderovich, and Fishman, which was brilliant.
And then the actual one showed up.
I know. I freaked out in the hallway because I couldn't tell the difference. It was incredible. You know what that music means? It's time for Ray Fittipaldo on a Donnie Football Friday. There he is. You can watch on our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing, and the numbers are skyrocketing. So go to our website, 937thefan.com. That'll get you there, or just go straight to YouTube. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Ray from the Post Gazette, I hope you're well. Donnie and I, during the brief intermission there, were talking about the Ravens last night. Donnie has stuck to his guns that they're going to be ahead of the Steelers by Thanksgiving. I think right now, if you made me bet everything I own, who's going to win this division, I think I would have to pick the Ravens, unbelievably. How about you?
Yeah, me too. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, Joe, I was starting to think that the Ravens were dead. And part of the reason I thought that is I didn't think the Steelers were going to lose to the Bengals. And I wasn't expecting what took place Sunday night against the Packers as well. So, you know, the belief in the Steelers has subsided. And, you know, you knew the Ravens schedule was going to lighten up a little bit. And they're surely taking advantage now.
I think the scarier thing there, Ray, is that even though they haven't played, you know, two of the better teams, the Bears were playing pretty good football when the Ravens ran into them. Plus, they had Tyler Huntley. And then last night, I know the Dolphins have not been good, but they were coming off maybe their best game of the season. The Ravens' defense looks like it's starting to come around a little bit. Will we ever see that with the Steelers here in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I watched a little bit of that game last night. I don't know if you guys saw that tripping call on Ollie Gordon.
That was a really bad one.
I mean, that was almost a 14-14 game. And I'm not saying the Ravens come back and win from there, but that was kind of a turning point in that football game. You know, as far as the Steelers go, Donnie, I mean, they're injured now on top of everything else. And they have shown no signs of being able to fix their secondary. You know, their pass rush has fallen off. As a result, the turnovers have fallen off. The run defense is up and down, but you know, to me, the pass defense is the biggest thing. If they can find a way to fix that, I think everything else kind of comes back a little bit. I think you'll see the pass rush start to get home a little bit more. But until that happens, I think you're going to, you know, continue to see what you've seen, and that's high point totals and high yardage totals for the opponents.
You mentioned the call in the game last night, Ray, and you know we all look for clarity from coaches. And just to lighten things up on Halloween, I want to go back to Mike McDaniel from a couple weeks ago. Donnie, when he met with the owner and then the media asked him how that meeting went, and Mike McDaniel couldn't have been clearer in his response.
He was really frustrated at the, he was as I was, and we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
That's
like one
it.
Of the great speeches in American history.
It really is. There's the Gettysburg Address, there's Herb Brooks's miracle speech, and there's that. That is incredible stuff, Ray. Anyway, back to the Steelers. Somebody tweeted me that the Slay absence was, now this is just a random tweeter, it's no hard and fast information, might have been about him going to see his son's final high school game. It's a little odd to see a veteran not available on a Thursday. Is anything up with him? Does he seem okay? His snaps got cut? Is he a trade candidate? What's happening with Slay?
Well, I think it was Slay himself who tweeted that picture at his son's senior night. Mm. So, listen, I don't have a problem with it. Vets usually get
me neither
Wednesday or Thursday off. It's a family occasion. And believe me, this is talked about weeks or months before it actually takes place. It's not like Slay went up to Mike after the Packers game, after they got killed, and said, hey, can I go to Houston? I'm sure this was talked about over the summer or, early in the fall. So,
yeah, I didn't know that he tweeted out a photo of it. I have no problem. Donnie and I were just talking about that. Now that it's confirmed by you and by that photo, I didn't know the photo was out there. I have zero problem with that. But separately, Slay's reduced snaps and the trade deadline coming up, what's happening, do you think, with him? Anything, and what do you think of his play so far?
Well, Echols came in on Sunday night. I don't think they would bench Slay for this game. I think they'll probably give him one more game, to turn his play around before they make that move full time. But you guys saw it. He's having a hard time tackling, and it looks like he's lost a step. And, sometimes you wonder. I wrote that story yesterday about Rex Ryan saying this defense fell off a cliff, and it happens to everyone. We were wondering when it was going to happen to Cam Hayward. It hasn't really happened yet, but for other guys, and listen, I think Slay's turning 35 in a couple of months. For other guys, it does happen, and maybe that's what you're seeing with some of these defenders. Age is starting to catch up to this group.
Well, going back to the Dolphins, believe it or not, Adam Schefter just broke 1 minute ago. The Dolphins and general manager Chris Greer met this morning and mutually agreed to part ways. How about that, Donnie? What a mess. What a mess that organization is. One of the few in the league that has a longer playoff drought than the Steelers. Just a disaster in Miami, right?
I'm surprised the coach is still there.
That's the miracle, isn't it?
I thought he'd be Chris done Greer, after that Browns game.
Wasn't his dad the GM or the personnel guy in New England for Parcells, I think? And wasn't he the guy who Parcells said, at least let me buy the groceries? I thought that was the connection there, but obviously he's done an okay job in Miami, but they haven't won enough, to justify people keeping their jobs done.
They traded Minka away and traded back for Minka, and now he's fired.
Yeah. I mean, he's been with the Dolphins since 2000 in that organization and has been their GM since 2016, which also is when the Steelers playoff drought started. The Dolphins is way longer than that. Anyway, Donnie, back to the Steelers.
Ray, I think one of the things when it comes to the defense aging so much, you brought up Hayward. I feel like that's just because power and strength is like the last thing to go. But with the positions where you need the utmost athleticism at corner, what you said is what we hear all the time. Like, it'll go and it'll go fast. So the moment it happens, you have to be ready to go. What type of adjustment to on the back end of the defense, talking the safeties now? They have a new guy in the building, Kyle Duggar, Jabril Peppers, so the two New England safeties from last year joined forces again, and Chuck Clark and Juan Thornhill haven't exactly been all pros either.
Yeah, I mean, to me, you got to play more zone. I mean, you didn't even mention Jalen Ramsey. I think Jalen Ramsey's been pretty good at times, but he's also been exposed at times when they've asked him to take on number one corner duties. And clearly, you know, he's 31. He's not going to be able to keep up with Ja'Marr Chase. And you know, I think the larger issue here, and this is probably something that we could talk about after the season, but I'll bring it up now. You know, Mike Tomlin wanted these guys on the roster, right? I mean, you know, I'm sure Omar and Andy were involved too, but, you know, how could you miss on a guy like Slay? How could you, I'm not going to say miss on Ramsey, but, you know, how can you come up with a role for him that he's really no longer able to do the job of, you know? So, I mean, to me, that's something that can be discussed down the road. But, you know, to answer your original question, Donnie, I just think they have to go play more zone. You know, maybe try to have teams march the ball down the field more, because when they're in man now and they can't get these receivers and tight ends on the ground, they're turning into big plays. So if you zone them up, maybe you can cut those down a little bit.
Ray Fittipaldo brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western Pennsylvania injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. The good news here, Ray, at least as I see it, is the offense looks decent and a lot of times better than decent. And I still think the arrow is pointed up. And if they're going to win this game, I think there's potential to do damage to the Colts, because other teams sure have. Even Arizona did.
Yeah. I agree. I think this offense and, you know, Aaron Rodgers has performed above expectations, or at least above my expectations. I got to give credit to Pat Meyer. I think that offensive line has been really good after a tough start. You know, I think the first two or three games were pretty rough for that group, but they've gotten better in pass pro, and that running game has improved too. I think, you know, the way they're built, guys, like their tight ends and that extra offensive lineman package, that's what they do best. That's their identity. So maybe they lean into that, and you know, maybe that's a way for them to score more points. At the very least, maybe it's a way for them to control the ball more. And maybe teams like the Packers and the Colts, who can score almost at will on your defense, maybe they won't have the ball as much. So, yeah, they're going to have to outscore people. I realize that, Joe, but I think lean into the running game too. You know, let that be an asset for you, and see if that could be a reason why you win some football games.
Ray, how much of a difference do we see in the jumbo set with the Seumalo injury? Will they willingly put another offensive lineman out there? Andres Pete hasn't dressed yet, but could this be the first game for him, knowing his versatility? Yeah. How are they going to work the jumbo in?
Yeah, he's a big guy. He could certainly perform in that role. So it's such a big part of what they do, Donnie. I don't think they're going to go away from it if Isaac cannot play. I think they want that to be a part of what they do. So you'll either see Pete at guard, and Spencer will continue to do what he does in those situations, or you could see Spencer just stay at guard the entire game, then Pete would handle those situations as well. Ryan McCollum, backup guard center, he can do that too. But, yeah, I do think they're going to continue using that even if Isaac does not play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ray, can you give us the lowdown? You know, as the week has developed here, there seems to be some interesting injury situations. Who's in and out here? Who are the Steelers concerned about? Who are we watching today to make sure they practice?
Well, Sam Wallow is the big one. He's been DNP the last 2 days. He's a vet, so if he goes out there today, Mike might give him the benefit of the doubt. I think the same thing with Scotty Miller. You know, Scotty Miller had surgery to repair a broken finger. He also missed the first 2 days of practice, but there's a chance if he gets out there today that he could dress as well. So those are the two big ones. You know, Equality's done for the year. Elliott's out for games, you know, for at least the next month or so. But, yeah, I think Sam Wallow and Miller are the two big question marks, and I think we'll have a better idea later on today about their scenarios.
Ray, speaking of Scotty Miller and that receiver position, we finally started to see a glimpse of what Roman Wilson could offer in a real game for the Steelers. Should we expect more of that on Sunday to keep getting this guy involved?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron talked about him this week. He loves him. And just, you know, I know been on your station a lot since training camp, and everyone wanted to know when it was going to happen. I just said, be patient. You know, sometimes with guys who haven't played, the light has to go on for them. They got to get out there and they got to do it in games. And that's exactly what's happened with Roman. You know, he's gone out there. That was a big stage on Sunday night, had that big catch early, was key on that final touchdown drive. Now, I know the game was out of hand at that point, but he was out there making plays. So, yeah, I would expect to continue to see him maybe blossom a little bit in that number three role. As long as Calvin Austin is healthy, they're going to play him a lot of snaps at number two. But, yeah, I think Roman has settled into that number three role, and he's playing really well right now.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. All right, Ray, give us a prediction with a score and an MVP of the game.
Listen, I'm going to go Colts 41, Steelers 30. I just don't think they're going to be able to stop Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones. And, Taylor is having a tremendous season, reminiscent of Saquon Barkley last season. And I just think with the injuries and everything that's going on with the Steelers defense, they're not going to be able to hold him down.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy.
No free association, Joe.
Yeah, that's kind of gone by the wayside for a little while. You just reminded me of that. I didn't have it. I didn't have it ready, I guess. I've forgotten about it. What's wrong with me?
Did you have it last week with Ray?
I don't think we did we, Limits?
No, I don't think so.
Should I bring it back?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm sorry. I'll bring it back.
I feel like Ray especially is always waiting for
it. Yeah,
Ray.
He was the original. He was the original victim of that, I guess you could say.
And he's gotten pretty good to a point where he does keep it down to a word.
He's excellent. He's excellent at everything he does.
I like when you spur that on somebody and they continue to just answer in very long form and then you get upset.
That happens frequently, although some people, they're right on it. Bryant McFadden and Peter King. Peter King was the single best player of free association. He would go one word, boom, boom, boom. One thing he said, I remember, I said, is Josh Allen going to win a Super Bowl before he's done? Yes, just emphatically. Donnie, and I wanted to move to the NFL at large for a few minutes before we get to the numbers game here. You know, there's three, I think, great, actually, I think generational quarterbacks in the AFC that may never win a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. I don't think it's possible that none of them will win a Super Bowl. I think the Bills and the Bengals are in kind of bad shape right now if you've watched the Bills' defense. If you had to pick one of those guys to win at least one, who would it be?
Josh Allen.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I do think he has still had tremendous performances in the postseason. It's usually been his team that has failed him. As highly as I think of Lamar Jackson as a player, it's usually his shortcomings in the postseason that holds him back. And with Joe Burrow, unless he gets out of Cincinnati, I don't have faith that they ever get back there. So I would go with Allen. And when you bring up Burrow, it was funny because last night, if you were watching the broadcast on Prime, they showed Dan Marino, and Al Michaels made mention how he's obviously an all-time great. I think nobody with him, you don't throw out the, well, I can't, you know, I can't say he's great because he doesn't have a Super Bowl. With him, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I feel like that could be the Joe Burrow of this generation. He makes the Super Bowl in his second year. He quickly becomes one of the most prolific quarterbacks of a generation. Now, he's had a little bit more in terms of injury that he's had to deal with, but it feels like that could be a similar story. Like, he's stuck with an organization that can't quite get over the hump, no matter how good he is. And even though what was one of the first things people brought up when he got to the Super Bowl but lost, people love to say, well, don't worry, he'll be back.
Man,
will he?
In this conference, I feel like any one of those three could be it. And I disagree on Josh, unfortunately. I think that Josh has had the best team or one of the two best several years, and the Bills couldn't cash in. And now that roster up and down. Man, I heard who goes on with the morning show today for betting. Who is it?
Lee Sterling.
Lee Sterling. Yep. Talking about Bills Chiefs, and he was dead on. He said the Bills can't cover a cold in the secondary. Their linebackers are awful. Their defense is terrible. Their wide receivers don't get separation. That's not a good football team. It's just not. They have an all-world quarterback and a bad roster. They're not going to the Super Bowl. I don't think they're winning their division. And plus, when you look at those three guys, Lamar, Burrow, and Allen, now there's a new generation coming in. I think Bo Nix is good. I think Drake May is better. I think Drake May is a star, and I think he's only going to get better. But that leads to this question, Donnie. Justin Herbert's another guy who I think is really good. ESPN just put out a list of teams they feel could legitimately win the Super Bowl. Let's go through some of these teams that at least would be in such a conversation. You give me a yes or no. You want to elaborate for a second, please do that. Limits, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Start right at the top in the AFC, and I mean the screen I'm looking at, not the best team. New England Patriots, legit shot to win it all?
I do say yes.
No.
I say yes because of that quarterback. Why do you say no?
Well, I do agree with the quarterback part. I worry about their defense, and just because Drake May and that offense is still so young, first-year head coach, I think the stars would need to align.
Well, for sure, but realistic chance? I think
that's
so.
That's why I don't think it's realistic.
Buffalo Bills.
I still say yes because of the quarterback, but that's about it. I mean, I think James Cook is a good player, but
he is a good player.
It's really hard to get behind everything else they have and say that they'll get it done because the quarterback has been phenomenal in playoff games and they've lost.
Exactly.
And I think they're building for that yet again.
Limits?
Yes, I have them in the Super Bowl.
Still?
Yep.
I say no. I don't see a path for the Bills to get there with that roster, and they're going to get unmasked yet again. And you guys will both agree with me after Sunday because it's going to be ugly. The Chiefs, I think, are actually better than anybody thinks. Pittsburgh Steelers, realistic chance to get to the Super Bowl?
I say no. As the offense is fine. I think they have a good offense, not a great one. The defense is just way too bad and inconsistent.
No, the defense is just not good.
Flat no. Ravens?
No. Listen, they have had better defenses and better teams, and they've come up short. Lamar Jackson, normally, when he is at his worst, it's unfortunately in those big games. And people in this town especially, they love to pile on when that happens. And when they get to the postseason, it will likely happen again. And that defense, even though I think they're turning a little bit of a corner, it's not like they're turning it all the way back to 2000.
Yeah.
I still don't think they're that great of a unit.
Yes, they could still go to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
With Lamar in the playoffs, he's chokes typically in the playoffs, but their defense is looking better. I give them a chance.
I do too, because they have that guy, And then they also have Derrick Henry, who's come alive. They've got a couple weapons offensively. And then defensively, they're starting to get healthy again with Roquan. Kyle Hamilton, I think, is a great player. Malachi Starks had a really good game. I think that bye week may have revolutionized them. I'm not predicting it, although I did before the season. But when I think, and the question again, does this team really have a chance to go to the Super Bowl? I think they do. Indianapolis Colts, we all say yes.
I say yes. I know you have some questions about their defense.
But I do.
I mean, the offense is doing things that we last saw from the 07 Patriots.
Yeah, I give them, sure, they have a chance to get there, realistically.
I say no. I don't trust Daniel Jones, guys. Like,
holy,
I think
bird milk.
I say no. I know they're the best team record-wise. I think when we go to the playoffs, they will be unmasked, and they will not go to the Super Bowl.
Speaking
no.
of Daniel Jones, he has a playoff win more recent than Mike Tomlin's
yes,
team.
Yes, he does.
With the Giants.
Watch out. Bill's going to call back and say you're ripping on Tomlin too much. Mm. Let's go with a simple yes or no as we run out of time. Jacksonville.
No.
No.
No. Houston.
No.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Think they might have the best defense in football.
They do have a good defense. And Stroud needs to wake up a little bit.
Yeah, well, he needs his offensive line to wake up in front of him. But when your defense is that good, they're a plus 50 in point differential, which stands out to me. I still think they're the best team in that division, believe it or not. Believe it or not.
Mm.
Denver.
Yes, I do think they could get there.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, good offense, really good defense. Chargers.
I do.
Yes, it's the year of Justin Herbert.
No, I don't think so. Too many injuries. Kansas City, of course.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's going to end up being the Arrowhead Invitational again.
It will. I think it will, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.